smoker.
They think that's clever? Great for them. I mean, they run the magazine. They get to make the decisions. Here's the thing with the way the people in New Jersey look at this. Their governor's been on the cover of Time magazine twice in 1 year. We must be doing something right.
That's the voice of Chris Christie, who was elected this past Tuesday as the governor of New Jersey again. The speculation running high as to whether or not Christie will be the Republican nominee in 2016. Hey, everybody. All roads lead through and around America tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney at the helm of this ship. We'll talk about Chris Christie a little bit here at the top. And then, of course, the terrible thing that's happened in the Philippines as well. The tail end of the show, It's Your Business, Real Estate, High End. Had a conversation with somebody who's having some success in the business, but it's not about that. It's weathering the business for 40 years. Can you imagine? I have to say, of all the jobs that I would not want to do, real estate, being a realtor would be one of them. I think it'd be really, really, really tough, to be honest, to be in that foxhole each and every day. You have to have a certain kind of personality. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's at the tail end of this hour of ATN. So with Chris Christie, he was part of the Sunday show offerings because he made such big news. He was a heavily sought after guest. That means that it's a feeding frenzy for the producers of the NBC show, the CBS show, and the ABC show between This Week and Meet the Press and whatnot, and then Fox and CNN. He was the most wanted man. And you heard him say there that he must be doing something right if he's on the cover of Time magazine twice. And let's face it, New Jersey is a heavily, heavily Democratic state. And there are Democrats that have voted for Chris Christie. And part of that is because I think they feel they might not agree with everything that he says, but he does make some things happen that they like. Like New Jersey has attracted almost 150,000 new jobs in the private sector, and they've reduced spending enough that, you know, less money is actually being thrown in the fiscal year 2014 than was in 2008, rather. And Christie has that brashness of just saying what comes to mind, that to govern, you have to show up, and there are problems that have to be fixed. And they weathered Sandy and a whole bunch of other train wrecks, financial train wrecks, too. But is that enough to get him elected in 2016? Is that enough to get him to win the primary for the Republicans? That's the question. A lot was made over the cover of Time magazine this time around, because there was a silhouette of Christie and it said the elephant in the room. So he naturally was asked that question. Here's what he had to say.
People in New Jersey are proud of me. Whatever they put on the cover of Time magazine, as long as my name's with it, I could care less.
There you go. And he said that, he was on a couple of different shows, and he said what you just heard there. He didn't care what they said on Time magazine, but there certainly a lot of comedians had a field day with that and whatnot. But he says he's not thinking about 2016 when he was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He said he wasn't thinking about that. He'd just been elected again for four more years as governor, and that was it. That's what he's focusing on. That's it. And he took a chance to smash Obamacare, and you know, he said that anyone who's been around it could have seen this coming from a mile away. And he says that's why we didn't do a state-based health exchange. We didn't do it because we could see that this whole program was going to be a problem. And it's not working. And that Obama's biggest problem is that he has to tell the truth and not be working out of a fantasy that these are not major problems that need to be fixed and need to be address. And, you know, Christie's right on that, and we knew that. We had many, many shows on healthcare, probably the biggest thing that we covered here in America Tonight, wall to wall. And we had plenty of people that were actually even backing the Affordable Health Care Act, saying that the health exchanges will be impossible if you do not get young, healthy people to be part of the program. If they're not there, how can it possibly thrive and survive? And that's the question. So people that are in the health exchanges, if they don't get those healthy young bodies, then the health insurance is going to be out of this world expensive, because that's how their premiums would be set. So they have to find them. Wanted, a few healthy bodies. I mean, they actually have spots that spoof that talk exactly that way, that you can get health insurance, and if you can just get the younger people involved in the exchanges, oh, what a difference, you know, that would make. And if they don't get them involved, it'll be disastrous, to say the least, because there's just going to be nothing to balance it out. Can't have only older people who are getting all kinds of different diseases, or even if they're healthy, things that happen with hips and whatnot. It would really stick the rest of the people who are on it. All right, the Philippines, this was predicted, that the storm was going to smash through the Philippines. I mean, it was a fast-moving typhoon, packed at times, 200-mile-an-hour winds. Very strange how it all came together. Say at least 1,000 people dead, more like 10,000. You know, those numbers can change. Sometimes they're super, super high, and then it changes. But without a doubt, this storm really has wrecked a lot of lives. And Americans, of course, are responding, as always, to any kind of a tragedy. We've got military over there working on airlifts and trying to help with searches and hoping that maybe underneath some of the wreckage they'll be able to find some people. And as soon as they can get to that, and that's the idea, help the Filipinos, because they're grappling with this crazy, unimaginable devastation. So there's weird pictures where you see little motorboats that are okay, that are just all of a sudden in the middle of land, and there's nothing but shredded boards and pieces of life all around them. I mean, unimaginable. Survivors go just walking to the airport, and this deadly storm, I think, is going to pack more of a heavy toll and burden on these people than you can even imagine in looking at some of the video from there. So there is USA. There are people who are helping. It's that water, food, shelter thing that is so key. And once that plowed through the Philippines, and this is like a record storm, just tore roofs off top of buildings, washed away homes in a second. And it's really, really rough to see what they're going through. But Catholic Relief Services, Red Cross, all of those great organizations are helping and doing, you know, whatever they can. Architecture for Humanity, lots and lots of Americans, as always, out there lending whatever they can lend for the people of Philippines who have just been smashed by this terrible typhoon. And what a wallop it packed. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Around, Lara Logan was supposed to deliver a report on Sunday's 60 Minutes about disabled veterans climbing mountains. It was a piece she had been working on for a while. Instead, she was in front of the trademark of 60 Minutes, and she issued an apology. She said that Dylan Davies, one of the main sources for a two-week-old piece about the attack on the American diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya, had misled the program staff when he gave an account of rushing to the compound the night the attack took place. And she said it was a mistake to include him in our report. For that, we are sorry. So the apology was all of a little over a minute and a half. They didn't talk. There was no discussion about why he was trusted or any of that kind of stuff. And so it did kind of make me wonder, well, what's the scoop here? When do you see 60 Minutes do corrections? Very, very rarely. And so there was a big debate over the Benghazi report and what damage this does to, if anything, to the 60 Minutes brand. Is the apology adequate or inadequate or, you know, what is it? And so what's interesting is it just means they didn't vet the story. He must have been a guy who lied. But how do they check out their sources? I mean, that's what it makes you think. How do they check out sources on 60, especially 60 Minutes, for goodness sake? And the conclusion of her report was, and this is the key thing on Benghazi, is contrary to what the White House is saying, that it's been established that the Americans were attacked by al-Qaeda in a very well-planned assault. Now, I would agree with that based on everything that we certainly have heard, but does it place a doubt? See, now, for the administration, they probably love this because they say, well, look, you know, see what happened in 60 Minutes, and the ambassador, of course, was sad of Chris Stevens' death and all of that. But look, they have flawed people that they're interviewing in this case. Look what happened there. So they apologize and I guess move on. But the discrediting of the witness, the report, the account is pretty serious, actually. And it's going to prompt people to, I think, say a few things about the attack. And it's going to raise, it's definitely going to raise a lot of red flags when it comes to, especially, botched reporting. When it comes to somebody embellishing or whatever, the whole Benghazi thing. To me, I would worry more about what the outcome is. Do people then doubt and jump on the other side of the bias, the media bias, and talk about this being, hey, look, here's an example. This didn't really happen the way he said it happened. And wow. All right, so that's your numbers there. The numbers, of course, in talking about the apologies for 60 Minutes. Three. That's what we're talking about. All right, 52 million Americans have lost or will lose health insurance. That's a big number. And what is this? Where does this number come from? These are the numbers that have been forecasted while the president is talking up health care. This has been forecasted in a couple of different areas. CBO is one of them talking about it. And we keep going back and forth of what the administration knew and what they didn't know. McClatchy did an analysis of the estimates offered by the Department of Health and Human Services. And when they look at the numbers, it could be between 23 million and 41 million that we're talking about. That seems like pretty high, 41 million. So changes in the old health insurance plans could trigger the loss of protected status. But then the regulations by the HHS say that the grandfather status would be lost if policies eliminate coverage for a particular condition or reduce the annual dollar limit on benefits and increase co-payments by as little as $5 or 15%. So there's more nightmare numbers to add to the flame, to put on the pile. And the reason why you see so much outrage, because of the people that fall into that crevice, the ones that fall in there and they realize that they're the ones who have to pay for the rest. Remember the story about the bikers and the SUV? A grand jury indicted 11 bikers, there's your number, including an undercover New York City police detective. That was with that whole clash with the SUV driver. The NYPD detective was formally charged with gang assault, criminal mischief, riot, and more in the 14-count indictment related to what happened at the end of September, the altercation with the driver, Alexander Lean. Because of the footage of what happened, it was recorded from the biker's helmet camera. It went viral when it was, and then it was posted online. And this is what started, partially added fuel to that, and was what the other side legally looked at. So Lee was chased by bikers after he bumped one during a bike rally on September 29th. Then all of a sudden he was surrounded by several bikers. He called 911, told police he feared for his life, and drove off, running over bikers and critically injuring one. In the car, his wife and 2-year-old daughter. Ugh, what a horrific thing to happen. What a terrible, terrible thing. And you see the video of it, and this did not have to happen. And unfortunately, it did happen, and unfortunately there was a child that was there, the daughter in the car, to see that such a young age. Police in St. Petersburg, Florida have arrested a 15-year-old girl they say sent several hundred threatening texts to three other 15-year-old girls. The suspect is charged with three counts of aggravated stalking, one count of tampering with a witness. And many of the texts actually were death threats. The police say the suspect admitted she sent some of the texts, but not all of them. And then she admitted to sending a text that said, if this isn't bullying, then I don't know what is. I guess the suspect had been friends with the victims, but they had a falling out. So there you go. Unfortunately, this is becoming all too common. If you remember, police in Florida last month arrested two girls, 14 and 12. And this was because of the death of Rebecca Sedwick, who jumped from the top of an abandoned concrete plant, and they were charged with felony aggravated stalking. Sad, sad story when that happens with people that are just way too young. Richie Incognito was certainly a focus of a lot of people's attention over the weekend. He's the suspended NFL player who said his alleged bullying of Miami Dolphin teammate Jonathan Martin is just totally misunderstood because people don't know how John and I communicate to each other. He acknowledged in a rare interview on Fox NFL Sunday that he used racist and vulgar language in voicemails and text messages to Martin, but said he was coming from a place of love. That's a place of love. So he says, no matter how bad, how vulgar it sounds, it's just how we communicated. That's how our friendship was. A week before all of this happened, Jonathan Martin texted, he said on his phone, Incognito, I will murder your whole family. And the two went back and forth that way. Martin left the team last month because of harassment that went far beyond the traditional locker room hazing type stuff. Martin's lawyer says the Dolphins suspended Incognito 30 for conduct detrimental to the team. So both, that's it. I mean, done. Jonathan Martin just doesn't want to go back to the Dolphins. And this bullying hazing case has opened up a big discussion about NFL players and the rites of passage and what's too much and what's acceptable. Stay with us. More coming your way next here on this version of America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder.
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Or maybe just taking a break from all the news that was because you've listened to it all week long. You certainly know now about the Philippines, talking about the typhoon and the absolute incredible devastation. How about this? The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee approved a plan to step up public and internal government oversight of the use of armed drones to kill suspected militants, overseas, including American citizens. So it was a closed session earlier in the week. It approved that legislation, the language anyway, that would require U.S. spy agencies to make public statistics on how many people were killed or injured in missile strikes launched from U.S. drones. They also approved language that would, they say, bolster the scrutiny of secret spy agency deliberations over decisions about targeting U.S. citizens or residents for lethal drone strikes. Remember, this was a big thing that Senator Rand Paul was certainly on a rampage about, which is when he had his filibuster that he wanted to know, guarantee that there wouldn't be a drone strike on an American citizen in this country because of what had happened overseas. And there's been heavy, heavy pressure from other governments, human rights people, the United Nations, of course, to be more transparent. That's the word that the administration said they were going to be, but they're not. And much more rigorous in accounting for the casualties caused by the drones. You know, then all of a sudden you find out about them. If you remember, that was part of the data dump that happened with Bradley Manning that was so shocking to a lot of people. The things that they didn't realize what was happening during the war in, you know, Afghanistan and other areas, some specifics of some strikes and things, and who was actually killed and ultimately what happened. So Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat who chaired the intelligence panel, approved the bill. The vote was 13-2. And, you know, the specifics on the drone, the language around it, we don't know what the language was, since drone attacks are officially covert actions by the government. The whole rules and operations and all that, they're not going to do a public law thing there. The administration, they say, the administration has said this, that they've drastically increased the number of drone strikes after they took office in 2009, but the attacks dropped off a little bit in the last year because there's been a lot of conversation about them. I think that's why it is. They're getting squeezed on that. And the northern part of Pakistan is the most intensive drone campaign that is anywhere on the map. Also, Yemen and Afghanistan and Somalia and other drones have been used in those areas, too. Pakistan told the United Nations that at least, United Nations rather, that at least 400 civilians were killed by drone attacks in the past decade. So where does that all leave us, and what kind of warfare are we talking about? I don't see the United States getting away from drones at all, but releasing more information. I mean, this is the war of the century. It's different from what we did in the past. You know, it's Veterans Day, and again, we salute the people who have kept this country safe, often to their own demise and to the horror of their own families as far as dealing with the loss of life. And this, the whole thing with cybersecurity is big now, and how much we're spending on cybersecurity. This is another area of attack. And I don't see the drone collection being reduced all the way to nil, since this is pretty much what we're seeing as far as continuing operations. The drones are super big. That's where most of the action is occurring. It's more of the people that are going into the military are trained in that direction, I think, in many ways, than anywhere else. Or you might not have seen this, so that's big. You might not have seen this otherwise, too, if you kind of disappeared over the weekend. But this is wild. With all the problems with the United States Postal Service and how they're losing money right and left, now there is a story that Amazon is going to continue, or Amazon is going to have Sunday delivery. The Postal Service will deliver Amazon stuff. They won't, you know, there's this push to stop delivering mail on Saturdays to save money, but they struck a deal with Amazon to deliver packages on Sunday, which is huge. So what does that mean? The idea is you have to reduce, obviously Amazon has to pay, but they were supposed to be reducing payroll and concerned about what was happening with the Postal Service, because they're just bleeding red ink all over the place. And now especially in New York and L.A., they say they're going to expand because of these Amazon deliveries. Well, I don't know how long that contract is, but hopefully it's a long, long contract because they're going to need it. Ever since the last 4 or 5 years, all we've been talking about is how much in the hole the Postal Service is, and that we might not have Saturday delivery. And, oh, gee, we might have a handful of days that our mail is delivered, because there's no way they can afford it any longer. So something has to give, and the thing that has to give is the weekend service, and then the big announcement about Sunday. Wow. I guess they figure, I don't know, maybe Sunday, if Saturday goes away, Sunday's perfect. They can deliver Amazon stuff on Sunday. Because losing an extra day, the guarantees would have to change. The one thing the Sunday does do is it guarantees how many days stuff is being shipped, because you have to take one of the days out of the equation. So I guess that's why they're saying Sunday delivery has to be probably part of that, I would think. You might have missed this, too, unless you went to see it and you still probably don't know it. But Thor, The Dark World, are you surprised, was number one at the box office? $86 million. Man, I'll tell you what, that's the business to be in, creating the characters from the pages of the comic books. Because in this case, this is Disney and Marvel's superhero sequel. And what momentum there was for the Avengers and Iron Man 3. You saw how huge Iron Man 3 was. This picture pulled in $86 million. Pretty good, I would say, for a follow-up movie that didn't seem very much like any of the Thor stuff we had seen before. But the opening is behind only Iron Man, Man of Steel, and Fast and Furious 6. So I think it also shows something, that you have younger people that are going to the movies. Because I would say younger people are seeing this. Not that somebody older couldn't go and see it, but I think most of that audience, the demographic there, would be the younger demographic. 20-somethings and younger. So that's why you're seeing the 86 million. That means they're going to a lot of movies. Or if it's the right movie, they're going to that movie. So I think that's pretty, pretty telling as to, as to what people want to see, what demographic wants to see what. The weekend that has now come and gone, when it comes to football, and it's hard to believe we're going into week 11. No winner so far for Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score. The game this time around was New Orleans and the Dallas Cowboys, and nobody even came close, although it was a very tough one to nail. The score was nowhere near 49-17, nowhere near what anybody had predicted. Most were saying 20-something, maybe 31-32, but nobody had a high score for New Orleans. So I got to play next time. Good luck next time. Maybe we'll get that first winner. And in Denver, this is a significant note. You could have missed this. I know a lot of people listening to America Tonight, for some reason, a lot of you are Bronco fans. Denver improves to 8-1. They beat the Chargers on Sunday, 28-20. Peyton Manning said after the game he's pretty sore because he took a massive helmet to the knee late in the game, and he's going to undergo an MRI on Monday and to make sure there's no damage to the knee. And he sprained, remember, both ankles in a loss against the Colts in week 7, so he certainly has been dealing with some injuries this season. But he's Manning, and he's done well being able to bounce back, and whatever the injuries are, he just takes care of them and moves on, because this is quite a year for Denver. Could be, who knows, maybe a Super Bowl ending year for the Denver Broncos. That would be complete vindication for Peyton Manning, without a doubt. All right, we're talking business next. It's your business, real estate, 4 decades in real estate. How do you survive that? Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to this edition of It's Your Business. In the wings, Roxanne Taylor. She's a real estate broker. And it's interesting because we're seeing that high-end homes are, it seems like they're flying off the shelves across America. And certainly where our satellite facility is located, we're seeing that in Texas. But she's the expert. I'm not. So I want to figure out what's going on. What's happening that despite, you know, we had a government shutdown, craziness with interest rate hikes and that kind of stuff, people on at a certain level must be doing okay, and they want their house. They're going to get their house. Hey, Roxanne, thanks for, again, coming on the show. And what is it with luxury home sales that they've spiked up? What do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, Kate, we went through almost a six-year recession, and most people didn't think we would feel it here in Texas because our real estate's always been so reasonably priced, but we did. And a lot of it had to do with availability of money. And, you know, earlier this year, the Fed saw fit to really substantially drop the interest rate. And March through July of this year is probably the most brisk real estate market I've seen in almost my 40-year career.
Wow. The most brisk.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I pinched myself every once in a while. But,
yeah.
You know, in July, they kind of started to let the interest rates tick up a little bit. So it slowed down a little bit, but we are still selling homes. And, you know, after going through so many years of being on the quiet side, it's nice to see that people recognize that real estate's always been basically a safe bet. Where to put your money.
Yeah, and you attribute probably some of that to that as well, because especially if you're investing in a luxury type home, there is a certain market for that. And from your point of view, as I said, this segment is, it's your business. For you, as you're saying, you're pinching yourself. What a good feeling, because you've been in this game for a long time. It must have been nice to reap some of those rewards, right?
Oh, yes. The last number of years have been fairly difficult when the number of buyers seemed to dry up quite a bit. And, you know, a lot of people didn't buy real estate for a long time. They weren't buying much of anything the last 6 years. I know that I saw retail sales go up because people were spending their money other than the big purchases.
Yeah. The when you're in the real estate business, and there, I'm sure there are a lot of people that listen to us that are in real estate, there it can be a really exciting career, but it definitely has highs and lows, doesn't it? You have to be able to hang through those lows.
Oh, you know, and I really, because I've been doing this over four decades, I've seen the little bell curves of when we've gone in the recession and when we've come out. And now I'm looking back a year ago when, where I particularly practiced real estate, the number of homes that were available under 500 a year ago, there's only a handful today. And, oh, my gosh, I lost out again. I should have bought up some of those a year ago, but it's just knowing when to do it. It's like playing poker almost.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what you have to do. When you go into the business and you, you know, decide, okay, this, what would you advise somebody who's young and decides they're at the start of their career and they really like it? They like what you do. They read about, you know, they grab the Sunday paper and they're looking at all the houses and they like numbers and they like talking to people, because I think you have to have that personality. What would you tell somebody who just wants to get into the business? What would you advise them?
Well, I don't ever try to scare them at, because you come out getting your license thinking you're ready to conquer the world, and even 40 years later, I learn something new every day. But I advise them always to get aboard with a team that has team members that have been in the business a long time, because when it comes to times that are tough and you hit the block wall, you have to know how to either go over or around that block wall.
And so you got, I guess, for sure, when we talk about business, you have to be pretty creative, don't you?
You do, and it's like going into any kind of business today. You've got to go into it with plenty of capital. You may not make or close your first sale for 6 to 12 months, and you've got to be able to carry yourself and your lifestyle. And it's an interesting career getting started, but once you get it started and it gets busy, you're going to have trouble stopping ever. Because it's all built on referral, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's, and part of it is, too, it's, other people can relate to this, I think, listening to America Tonight, as in, I think everybody has to sell. At some point in your life, you're selling, I don't care what it is, if it's your daughter's Girl Scout cookies, you have to sell. You have to know how to sell. And when you look at real estate and you look at the trends, you look what's happening, as we said, being creative and whatnot, a lot of times you also have to know when to say no, right? When you just know this is not a good deal. This client's not going to work, because there has to be clients in real estate, just like in other businesses, where there's no way you're going to satisfy them, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't care what you're selling or what business you're in. There's always that 1% that it's not going to work. You know?
Yeah.
And yes, I don't ever compromise my integrity. So people come to me because they know that I'm always going to be honest with them. I'm not going to necessarily say what they want to hear. But if they're trying to make decisions for their family and make the correct decisions, then they need to have all the facts, whether they're pretty or ugly.
Yeah. We're speaking with Roxanne Taylor, and she's a real estate, I'm going to say, just a maven in the decades that she's been in the business and what she's seen, the trends. We're getting some great information from her, especially on all sides of this. And Roxanne, when you go into houses, do you ever go into a house where you just say, boy, I'd like to live in this house? Do you ever just walk into a house and say, this house is,
I,
I, want this house.
I go to the beautiful homes every day, and then I go home to my own home, and I go, oh, my God, I don't like my own home anymore. You know, it's just like I'd like to copy a million of those ideas. So, yes, I see beautiful, beautiful homes. They're exquisite and well done. But every once in a while, I walk into that ugly home, and I have stagers that help take care of that to put it on the market. I'm never the deliverer of bad news.
There you go. I like that. I don't deliver bad news. Do you advise anyone, no matter what kind of house they have, it doesn't matter, low-end, high-end, in-between, that they should stage the house if they're trying to sell it?
Well, you know, there are those few that are extremely talented, and I do walk into a home every once in a while and go, oh, my gosh. Yeah, you've already had somebody come in and get this ready for market. It's awesome. But the majority of people today are so used to seeing what they see every day that they don't recognize the things that they need to change to show off the bones of the house and not their personal property. So we're pretty good at helping them do all that.
Yeah. Do you find sometimes, too, it's got to be interesting with clients where the client thinks they know more than you? Because, you know, we all watch HGTV and we watch the real estate shows. Do you ever find that that happens?
So that is so funny. My clients all the time are talking to me about these real estate shows. And I will tell you that I have never watched any of them because I just don't have time. I'm a 24/7 gal in my own industry. But yes. And especially every once in a while, I'll have a really strong CFO or CEO of a company that's bought or sold 8 to 10 homes and thinks he knows more than I do. But I pretty much let them know who's in charge.
And when you go to sell a house, what's the average time for somebody comes to you, they want to sell a house? What's the average time it takes to sell it?
You know, it's interesting that you should ask that because when we're not in a recession, we do establish data that can come back and give us homes in your particular neighborhood sell between this price and this price, and this is the average days on market. But coming out of this recession where I had listings that were maybe 3 years or 5 years on the marketplace, establishing that data becomes very, very difficult and unreliable. So you learn to deal with the market that you have today and not maybe what happened a year ago and make decisions based on today's market and not what may happen 6 months from now because nobody can foretell the future.
Yeah. Of all the houses you have sold, what was your best, was your first sale your best sale, your most exciting moment?
Oh, my very first sale back in the 70s. The people came to the office and wanted to see a particular home. They had 6 kids in their car, so they followed me, but I couldn't find the house, and he had to pull up next to me and say, can I show you where this house is? I laugh at that back in the 70s so much. That's the funniest sale I made.
Good for you. What a delight to talk to you. Roxanne Taylor, you can check her out at roxannetroxannetaylor.com. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Kate.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.